Ball calling for the football. He back, he fakes it, gives it off inside to Aguilar. Aguilar at the 15, the 10, the 5, down to the 3. Ball gives it off. Blunt going outside. He's in. Touchdown.
That's playing football to win.
Ryan back again. He steps up and he is hit. And down he goes. He steps up. He is firing and it is batted around and caught on the deflection by the Eagles. 1 second to go. The ball is spotted. The kick is away and the kick is... It's gone! Wow! Ryan back. Pumps. Looking. Rolling. Starts the run, and he is throwing the football, and it is out of bounds, incomplete. Back goes Ryan. Ryan steps up. He starts to run. He's tackled. He's brought down, and Atlanta will have to punt. Ball is spotted. Kick is away, and the kick is good, and the Eagles lead. Ryan goes back. He's being sacked, and now he's all the way back at the 28, thanks to Rodney McLeod. They go to Freeman, and he's thrown for a loss by Brandon Graham. Ryan rolls. Ryan pumps. Ryan is throwing it up in the air. Incomplete! Incomplete! And Taylor for Jones! And the Eagles take over on downs with 58 seconds left. And it's over. It's over. The clock ticks away the final seconds. And the Eagles have defeated the Atlanta Falcons 15-10.
Everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360 presented by Santander. That was your Bud Light story of the game, the Eagles beating the Atlanta Falcons. The story in the NFL, well, it was a great weekend of football. Hello, everyone. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook, and the Eagles heading to the NFC Championship game to play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. Brian, a lot to take in from a dazzling weekend on the field.
An exciting weekend for the Eagles. A month or so ago when Carson Wentz is injured, no one believed in this team. Everyone thought that the season was over. A lot of people thought that Nick Foles couldn't get it done based on the last couple of games of the season. Doug Peterson used that underdog mentality. The players used that as well. And this team found a way in front of the home field crowd to get a win. That's the most important thing.
The idea of the underdog Eagles obviously playing it to the hilt with the dog masks after the game. Obviously, it made a difference.
Hey, whatever you can use to help you win these games, you have to use that. And if that works for Lane Johnson in offense and defense, let's use that. As long as the ball keeps rolling, keep winning.
We're going to talk about that really remarkable win over the Falcons here. We'll begin with the offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. And the talk coming into the game, Brian, was that the Eagles would try to pound a small, fast, aggressive Atlanta Falcons defense with the run game. And they did. They also mixed in some pass. Let's talk about first Nick Foles and his performance, 23 of 30, relatively error-free football.
Efficient quarterbacking, not a lot of mistakes, didn't turn the ball over, didn't throw the ball to the other team. To me, that's the most important thing. He didn't, you know, we had the miscommunication with the handoff, things like that, and that happens. But he didn't give the other team an opportunity to catch the ball on their end and to return it. That's huge for Nick Foles. You know, when you complete that amount of passes and he found a way to find, make it work with Alshon Jeffrey, to me, that was huge. Alshon had a great game.
It was interesting. The Eagles opened the game with the big throw down the field. So they pretty much sent a message to the Falcons, we're not going to let you dictate to us. Mm-hmm. And had they not turned the ball over twice, this game might have been much more of a blowout type feel. Nick responded to the critics, Brian. He responded to the pressure. And sets him up to be in a very good place mentally and physically heading into Sunday.
The reason why you bring in a guy like Nick Foles is because he knows the offense, he understands what you're looking from the coaching staff, and he's a veteran presence. So the guys can look at him, and there's a calming presence about him. You saw all those things on display on Saturday. Nick Foles did a great job of making sure this offense continued the ball to roll, and he did great.
A couple of key moments, long touchdown drive, Eagles mixing in the run game with the pass. They got Nelson Aguilar involved in a big third down play. Some creativity in the run game, Brian. Clearly, Doug Peterson, the offensive coaches, used that bye week, which was really kind of a training camp environment around here. they use that to their advantage, setting up some big plays in the run game.
Most of the time when coaches have time off, they start putting in all different, they'll throw in 10, 15 different plays. Obviously, Doug, he did put in some new plays, some new wrinkles, some things that worked effectively for this football team, but he didn't overwhelm this team with it. This team went out there and played error-free football. That's because they didn't have a lot on their mind. I have to give Doug Peterson a lot of credit for that.
Well, there were some errors. The Eagles fumbled the ball four times. They lost two of them. Jay Ajayi on the first drive, fumbling after the big pass interference play. What do you think of Ajayi? 54 yards rushing, 44 yards in the receiving game, 98 total yards of offense. And you look for more from somebody like that.
Well, I think Jay Ajayi can help this offense. He's one of their most explosive players on offense. He can make cuts that no other back in this that we have in our stable can make. The one thing that concerns me, we're talking about Nick Foles, turnovers, things like that. You cannot fumble the football. In these games, a fumble, a turnover can mean winning and losing and going home. And so Jay Ajayi has to focus on putting two hands on the ball. He had one hand on it, cover it up. The extra yard is just not worth it. You have to make sure you have control of the ball.
Grind it out, but the Eagles also took some chances. Fourth and goal at the one-yard line, a handoff to LeGarrette Blount. Yeah. Great block from Trey Burton into the end zone. I like that Doug Peterson, who also really strongly considered going for it on fourth and one in the fourth quarter, making me bite my nails. Yeah, I think everybody felt the same way. Stayed aggressive, though, Brian. I really think that sends a good message to the team.
He's been aggressive all year long, and the team feels that. And so when they go out there and they play, they're aggressive. And I think that's something that has really rung true for this football team all season long.
And you mentioned Alshon Jeffrey, four catches, a big catch before halftime. Yeah. Setting up Jake Elliott. I loved seeing that drive in the third quarter, getting the ball to Jeffrey, getting it to him once, twice, three times. It's big for this offense.
Listen, you're going to face things in the playoffs where defense is going to say, you're going to have to run the ball. We did a good job of running the ball in the first half. Then they said, we're going to stop the run. So now Nick Foles, Doug Peterson, they shifted to the pass game. Short passes, quick slants, getting the ball out of his hands. The receivers did a great job of using their body, making sure they possessed the football. That was huge.
Yeah, what a great, just a great Saturday in South Philadelphia. Electric atmosphere, the crowd on its feet the entire game.
Yes.
Hadn't heard it that loud, Brian, since the 2004 NFC Championship game, which you remember, I believe, very well.
I remember that game like it was yesterday. And I tell you what, they're going to take it up a notch this week. The crowd, the fans, they were crazy all day long, really all week long. This week, Sunday, is going to be a whole different level.
Yeah.
Best fans in the NFL, and I truly mean that.
We'll talk about that as we get through the show and during the week. Much more to get to here on Eagles 360, presented by Santander. We'll take a look at the defense and the special teams. But when we return, some big plays in this game for the Eagles. We take a look at them in our All-22 review, presented by Community College of Philadelphia. We're coming right back. Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. With favorites like the McChicken for just $1, it's your value menu. Create whatever meal you want for $1, $2, or $3. I'm loving it.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 Triple Play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Well, I'm trying to get home, but it feels like another life. Yeah, I'm trying to stay strong. Sometimes I realize that the further I go, the more that I know that I want to go home.
When you and your money are treated with respect, you prosper. And at Santander Bank, respect adds up.
Back to Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. We're presented by Santander, of course. And now we want to take a look at some of the big plays from Saturday's win over Atlanta. Our All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. First up, Nelson Agholor, a big play in the running game. We break it down here.
And that play was a new one, Greg. We haven't seen the Eagles run this play at all this season. Doug Peterson dusting off a nice little tool out of the toolbox. It's third and short. And the Eagles hand the ball off to Nelson Agholor. But really, it's all misdirection against, again, a fast-flow defensive front seven.
This was another great call. Third and short. You're just outside the red zone. You want to score a touchdown, which they ended up doing. And what they do here is it's misdirection and deception. Really well designed. Something they do a lot. Bunch. This is not an abnormal look for the Eagles, correct? Okay. They do this a lot. Okay, so there's bunch. And then what you're going to see, though, as part of this, is look at the interior in here. They're going to make this look like it's a sort of outside zone going to that side of the field. That's what they're going to do with the interior of the offensive line. And the back, Ajayi here, is going to make it look like almost a toss. It's really outside zone blocking, but it makes it look like a toss. So keep all that in mind as we run this, and we'll show you what happens. So right there, perfect. There's Ajayi, perfect. He's going out to the right. So the play now looks to the defense with the interior of the O-line, which impacts one and two right here. They're seeing the O-line movement. They're reading through to the back, which is the way linebackers are taught. Everything looks like a toss play, outside zone type, to the right. Okay, so now what happens? We get Aguilar working back inside on an inside handoff right through here. Great use of misdirection, deception, playing with the eyes of a fast flow linebacking core. Let's run the play. You'll see exactly how this works. Deion Jones had no idea what happened. He was totally out of position, playing the run look to the right. Great, great use of misdirection and deception.
You see that on Friday Night Lights. Like, that's a high school football play.
It's a great call. Third and short. Look, Doug understood he did not want to put too much in the hands of Nick Foles in these kinds of situations. You're just outside the red zone. You know you have a field goal if needed. So you're still trying to get a first down, and you run this play really well done.
So those plays lead now to a LeGarrette Blount touchdown on fourth and short. Make it 6-3. Missed extra point there by Jake Elliott. 6-3 Eagles.
All right, Brian, getting number 13 involved in the pass game and the run game really adds a bit of deception.
Yeah.
Adds some explosiveness. Aguilar clearly comfortable with the football in his hands.
Yeah. Jay Ajayi is an explosive player. Nelson Aguilar has been one of the most explosive players that this team has had all season long. Doug Peterson did a great job of dialing up a play here that you haven't seen from this team in a long time, maybe not even ever this season, where you do a little misdirection, fake the handoff, and you have Nelson come underneath. That was perfect. That's exactly what the doctor ordered. No one knew who had the football, and Nelson with the ball in his hands. That's why he's a good punt returner. That's why he gets the yards after catch, because he's fast, he's elusive, and he has explosiveness, and that's why they had a big play there.
Good play call, design, execution, and all of that from the offense. Now, we take a look at the defensive side of the ball. Another All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. This time, Jim Schwartz dialing up the pressure, and Rodney McLeod delivers.
So the Eagles go up 12-10, and on the ensuing kickoff, Jake Elliott kicks the football out of bounds. So now the Falcons may have a little bit of a momentum swing here. They have the football. It's first down near midfield, and the Eagles come up with a huge play on defense.
Yeah, and a couple of things that, you know, you and I have studied this Eagle defense every game, and going back, you know, last year, since Rodney McLeod's been here. And one thing that has shown up quite a bit is when Rodney McLeod is in the box near the line of scrimmage, he blitzes. Now, that's not 100%, but I would bet it's 80-90% because he's normally the single high safety. So you have to be aware as an offense when he's there, he could well be blitzing. And the Eagles do a great job here because there's Brandon Graham. Now, right now where Brandon Graham is lined up, who's going to block him? The right tackle, obviously. But what Graham does is at the very last moment, just before the snap of the ball, he slants and moves hard inside, taking the right tackle with him, which allows a clean path off the edge for Rodney McLeod. This is really well done by Brandon Graham to help his teammate. Watch this and you'll see. So there's Graham going inside, tackle goes with him, Freezer right here. Now, this is perfect because whose man is McLeod? It's Devonta Freeman. And Freeman was doing a play fake the other way.
Yep.
But he has to be aware. And he has to abandon his play fake to go get the blitzer. That's what they teach backs. You cannot go through with your play fake and allow a clean blitzer.
Yep.
But he is late because he stays with his play fake and he realizes too late what he needs to do. And he cannot block McLeod. That is beautifully done by Jim Schwartz and the Eagles defense. Really well designed. Brandon Graham should get a ton of credit for that, waiting till that last moment, and then McLeod coming in with speed. That's why you like secondary blitzers, because they come with speed.
So you see now the Eagles now two sacks off of blitzes. Very selective blitz team,
yes,
but they were very timely in this game.
Yep, and Jim Schwartz has done that all year. Not a high percentage, but he's used it when he feels it's absolutely necessary.
So the Falcons behind the sticks early. Now it's second and very, very long. They are forced to punt. The Eagles hold on to the lead now, still 12-10.
Thanks so much, guys. Brian, I mean, we'll talk about the defense next segment, but on that play, great defensive pressure, great call. And you wonder, Matt Ryan not aware of that.
Yeah, Matt Ryan, as a veteran quarterback, should have at least suspected that Rodney McLeod was going to be in there. He thought that Freeman would have the ability to get over there and block him. He didn't. But it was a great job. He couldn't get there because Rodney McLeod did a great job of timing it, but also hiding the blitz. He stood back 5-6 yards off the line of scrimmage just long enough for the handoff or fake handoff to happen. Then he came in and found a way to get to Matt Ryan. Great scheme, great call by Jim Schwartz, great execution by the defense.
And the defense we're going to talk about some more, but first, just taking a look at those big plays. A game full of most exciting 15-10 game that I think I've ever seen, right?
Well, when you don't have a lot of points, which we didn't have a lot of points, you think the game is going to be boring. It was competitive. It went back and forth. And our fans stayed in it, and our players stayed engaged throughout their entire game. It was huge for us.
Yeah, that's our All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. More to get to here on Eagles 360 presented by Santander. When we return, the defense and the special teams playing a huge part in the Eagles advancing to the NFC Championship game. We're coming right back. Rothman Institute at Jefferson is the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit riatjeff.com.
You know, life isn't made for pain. Life is for living, for family, for basketball, for getting your hands dirty, for mornings on the river, for afternoons at the park, for art, for sport, for the hobby you just can't get enough of. Don't let joint, back, or orthopedic pain keep you from doing what you love. Turn to the orthopedic experts at Rothman Institute and get back to what matters, because this is living.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
How to win at furniture. Not having to choose a new sofa and love seat over a new flat screen TV. Thanks to the Avenger Power reclining sofa and love seat, only $6.99 each. With silky smooth performance fabric and Babapedic memory foam, USB ports to keep your phones charged, drop-down middle seat with cup holders to keep your drink close, plus a headrest with lights and a hidden drawer. The Avenger Power reclining sofa and love seat in gray and black, only $6.99 each. Bob's Discount Furniture. It's how to win at furniture.
Well, I'm trying to get home, but it feels like another life. Yeah, I'm trying to stay strong. Sometimes I realize that the further I go, the more that I know that I want to go home.
When you and your money are treated with respect, you prosper. And at Santander Bank, respect adds up.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360, presented by Santander. Dave and Brian here, talking about the Eagles' defense from Saturday night. And really, Brian, the way this defense has turned it up in the last month of the season. A, is this team, this defense, a championship-caliber defense?
No doubt about it. They have the ability to pressure the quarterback. They have the ability to stop the run. And when they have an opportunity on the back end, they're opportunistic. They find a way to get the ball in their hands. They've done a great job with that all season long. When you talk about a championship defense, they need all those characteristics. Our defense has that.
3 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, 11 quarterback hurries, and 5 pass defenses for the Eagles, limiting the Falcons to 210 total net yards. once again in the red zone, the Falcons struggling all season, came down to the red zone. Eagles defense on the field makes the stop. Terrific job. They wanted to take the run away. They did that, Brian. And it's weird to say, but Julio Jones, 9 catches, 101 yards. Only the fourth down catch really seemed to make a difference.
When you look at this team, you're talking about Matt Ryan, reigning MVP. Julio Jones, first or second best receiver in the game. They were 31% on third down, 4 of 13. They couldn't stay on the field. That's because our defense found a way to pressure at the right time. Our front four did a great job of getting after Matt Ryan. And when they wanted to run and be established that run on first down, our defensive front didn't allow that to happen. That's great coaching. The 2 weeks off, that period there, of course, is good for the players and they're able to get their legs back. But the coaches have a great opportunity to figure some things out. And I think Jim Schwartz on the defensive side, as well as Doug Peterson on the offensive side, did that.
And Rodney McLeod, terrific. Yes. Malcolm Jenkins, great. Yes. The cornerbacks, Ronald Darby and Patrick Robinson and Jalen Mills, really competed and played a great game. Just a great game against a team that has a lot of weapons. So we keep moving on here.
That's right.
Special teams played a huge part in the win. A couple of mistakes, a muff punt when it inadvertently a punt that I thought Kenyon Barner could have gone up and caught.
Yes.
He's playing it conservatively.
Well, here's the hard part. When it's windy like that, you don't want to go up on a questionable a punt and try to make a play where there's no play to be made. So I thought he should have got up there and tried to fair catch it. But after listening to Kenyon, he said that, you know, the ball was moving a little bit and he didn't want to make a mistake. Unfortunately, when those types of things happen, mistakes happen.
Follow. And how easy is it to clear the area when you're yelling clear, clear, clear? Brian Ramey can't hear that, right? He's trying to make the block.
The guys can't hear. They can hear it only in practice. It sounds great to be calling Peter or Poison or whatever the call is, but the guys, they can't hear it. And especially if you're engaged blocking, the crowd is going crazy, you're just not going to hear those types of things. These types of things do happen, unfortunately.
And for the Eagles, Jake Elliott, he describes his season and he described his game as a roller coaster for sure. Missed extra point, a kickoff out of bounds, but three huge field goals, including a 53-yarder at the end of the first half. Jake Elliott seems much more comfortable, Brian, from 50 and out than on the extra point at times.
You know, at some point, as a player, you want to be upset and angry at the kicker. You never do that because at some point in this game, you're going to need that guy to kick either a game winner or a going up type of field goal. You never can get too mad at the kickers, even if they mess up.
A terrific performance for the Eagles. And that's our look back at the win over the Atlanta Falcons. What's ahead for you here on a very busy and exciting week at the NovaCare Complex and on Eagles 360? On Tuesday, Glenn Macnow here with his takeaways. We've got head coach Doug Peterson in studio and coordinators Jim Schwartz and Frank Reich will have their press conferences to talk about the Minnesota Vikings. That's our On the Menu segment presented by Amoroso. So, Brian, now we go to the NFC Championship game prep time. What's your take on the Vikings who, let's face it, pulled one out of their rear ends on Sunday? The Minnesota Miracle indeed.
Yeah.
Crushing loss for New Orleans and a very uplifting win for the Vikings.
For the Vikings, they got lucky. They found a way to get it done. But what we're going to face is a solid defense, a defense that can get after the quarterback with their defensive line. They can bring seven. They can bring five. They will and have no problem doing that. They have a bunch of cornerbacks, Rhodes, as well as Wayans, that can get after receivers. They can play man-to-man. So this is a tough defense. We have to be sharp offensively, not make a lot of mistakes. Offensively, I think Case Keenum can be rattled. I think Jim Schwartz and this defense can find a way to get after him, find a way to make sure that he has a difficult, long day. And if you do that, I think defensively we can create some turnovers.
What goes through the minds of the players in a week like this? A lot of pressure last week. Is it more pressure this week?
No question. A lot more pressure because now, of course, last week was win and go home, but now you have the added pressure of being able to play in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's a huge amount of pressure. A lot of these guys will never play, have never played in the Super Bowl. Some of these guys have. Being able to get to that game and now understand that if we win, we're playing in the Super Bowl, that's huge. There is a lot of pressure.
One win away from a trip to the Super Bowl. Could you ever see this coming?
I didn't see it coming. I mean, I was one of those guys when Carson went out, I was a bit worried, but I tell you what, this team has gelled together. They've come together. They've understood and embraced the underdog mentality, and for this team, it works.
And the underdog mentality continues into the NFC Championship game. Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro, we thank you so much for joining us on Eagles 360, presented by Santander. I'm back tomorrow with Glenn Macnow. Until then, have yourselves a great Eagles day.